Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California State University at Northridge has now entered into a financial settlement with scientist Mark Armitage. This individual found soft tissue in a dinosaur bone and published it, and as a result, it questioned, obviously, evolution and the millions of years theory. And for that, he was fired. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is a scientist. He was employed as a professor at California State University in Northridge, Mark Armitage, and he discovered soft tissue in a dinosaur bone. Now, you have to ask yourself, This is a dinosaur bone. It's got soft tissue. How long can soft tissue be preserved?
Certainly not 5 billion years.
And so That really raises a question.
Yeah.
Are these dating procedures accurate if this is the same kind of bone as other dinosaurs that have been dated, you know, hundreds of millions of years old? How can you have soft tissue being preserved? It really raises a question regarding the dating of these dinosaur bones. And so he wanted to publish this, and he was warned, don't do that. He published it in a journal. And as a result of that, some of his colleagues ultimately pushed to have him terminated, and he was let go because of his scientific research.
And in lies the problem. His scientific research runs afoul of the narrative of the cult of neo-Darwinian evolution. And so science, they couch it under the terms of, you know, evolution is scientific fact. No, and anything that any scientific evidence that would dispel, because as we're pointing out, it's impossible. It's impossible if there's soft tissue in these bones that the neo-Darwinist narrative is true. And so that any scientific evidence that runs afoul of the politically and culturally and spiritually based narrative, the materialist, you know, we all just come from a lightning striking a mud puddle, you know, millions and millions of years ago. Anything that runs afoul of that must be quashed, and anyone who would share that scientific evidence must be silenced.
Well, it's so tragic, too. I mean, these very smart people are trying so hard to avoid any kind of accountability to God, that there is a creator.
Yeah, he was hired as a professor there to manage the university's electron and confocal microscope suite in 2010. And he had published some 30 articles in scientific journals about his specialty. He's a graduate of Liberty University, and he adheres to a young earth view. And he would engage his students in Socratic dialogue, meaning asking questions, and they would have dialogue back and forth, which is called the Socratic method. Well, in May of 2012, Mark Armitage went on a dinosaur dig at the famous fossil site known as Hell Creek in Montana. And there he unearthed the largest Triceratops horn ever found. Listen to that. I mean, this man was on a dinosaur dig, found the largest Triceratops horn ever found in that location. Mm-hmm. Well, back at the university, he put the fossil under his microscope, which is his specialty, and he made a startling discovery. There was unfossilized, undecayed tissue present in this Triceratops horn. Now, if the dinosaur was 65 million years old, the soft tissue would not have possibly remained, he said. So his findings seconded groundbreaking discoveries by noted micropaleontologist Mary Schweitzer, who triggered an earthquake in the world of paleontology when she also published something before about soft tissue in dinosaur bones going back to 2005. So this individual, who was a molecular paleontologist, published information going back to 2005 that there were other evidences of soft tissue being found in dinosaur bones going back to 2005. Now, in this case, what happened is he found some too in a Triceratops horn. And obviously, if you have soft tissue that's present, you can't have a 65 million year time frame. Soft tissue just simply cannot survive that length of time. And so it really brings question to the whole dating period that these individuals throw out without any real backing. And so if there's any contrary evidence, they don't want it to be discussed. So he published this in a journal, and he was threatened, don't do it. Don't publish this research. Don't publish the research that you just found the largest yeah. Triceratops horn yeah. ever found in that area, and it's got soft tissue. Your specialty is electron and confocal microscope. That's what your specialty is. You've written 30 articles regarding your specialty.
Right.
Don't publish what you've just seen on the microscope.
Yeah, get back in your lane, right? You're out of your lane, and this information. So you have to ask why. Why did they not want this information out? Aren't they into scientific inquiry? Isn't it an educational institution? Shouldn't they be seeking truth as supported by science rather than a narrative or really a kind of a cultish materialist worldview supported by science, where it favors their worldview, but where it comes against their worldview? They don't want the scientific information shared. So scientific inquiry is not the motive here.
Of course, evolution is supported by chance and by time. And when you knock one of those pillars out, you've mm-hmm. totally knocked out their theory. So that is uncomfortable to them. They would actually have to look and say, wow, there may actually be a great creator that designed all of us.
Yeah, so Mark Armitage published his research and his findings in February of 2013. Remember, he found this in May of 2012. He published them in a journal, May of 2013. It's a peer-reviewed journal, meaning that other scientists review the articles. You just don't submit it and they accept it. You submit the article. Other experts that are experts in the field of the subject matter review it. And if it meets the scientific criteria, they allow it to be published. So it was peer reviewed in a scientific journal. It's Acta Histochimica. It's a journal of cell and tissue research. Well, 2 weeks later, he found himself without a job. A biology professor had come into his office and said, we are not going to tolerate your religion in this department. Armitage fought back. Professor and students alike had praised his work managing the microscope lab. And he ended up finding himself without a job. So a lawsuit ensued. And as a result, the discovery revealed an email that was the smoking gun that clearly indicated that they were terminating him because of his views, because of his religious, we're not going to tolerate your religion in this department. Well, this is science, but they're going to throw that off as just pure religion. And so they terminated him, and the smoking gun email was part of the discovery. And so the university felt that they were going to lose the lawsuit because of the smoking gun email, and they decided to go ahead and settle it for a larger number. I think it's in the six figures.
Large six figures, yeah. Alan Reinach, the attorney, said they certainly, meaning the university, would not have paid the kind of money if they did not recognize that we had them dead to rights. The state doesn't put large six-figure settlement money out unless they are really concerned they are going to lose.
Yeah, I think it was almost $400,000 mm-hmm. That they ended up settling this case for, $400,000. And, they're willing to pay that kind of money to silence scientific research.
And a Christian university will hire him and see the value that he brings to the table.
I mean, here's a person who's an expert in this particular microscope, goes on a dinosaur dig, finds soft tissue, publishes it. Other experts review it, say, yes, it meets all the scientific criteria. It goes out. But they don't want to hear the information, so they terminate him. That's the kind of repression that you see happening in the counseling cases, where we're litigating those all over the country. It's smoke and mirrors, where they put up these objections to counseling for change, people who seek change. they say that it's not beneficial, that it's harmful. It's all smoke and mirrors. They don't want the truth to be revealed. Stand with us as we continue to stand for truth. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can also sign up for our emails right there on the webpage, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.